It's your boy Country coming live from the South Got Something to Say, episode 91. We got a very short show coming in for y'all today because we have been just fellowshipping. What? Y'all want good product? Fellowship is necessary. We fellowship for an hour and a half today.
Or y'all can just pay me.
Or you pay us.
I come to work on time.
Every time.
I will be there. What's happening, man? It's your boy DJ Big Dream, man. I'm feeling myself right now, man. I just had a birthday and I'm still here. I'm still here on this flat earth.
He is 72. It is the heavily orchestrated, never duplicated lyrical symphony known as the Eternal One Eternity, holding it down for the South.
Yeah. Hey, bro, we will be on time every episode if we got paid for it. Don't you?
What?
Like, bro, if y'all can figure out how to pay us for this, and only y'all can. It don't cost y'all no money, too, which is even crazy. If y'all just support, like, and share, I promise y'all can get this show on time, twice a week, not once a week, twice a week, on time, twice a week, if y'all just liked and shared. That's how easy it is.
Y'all have topics in advance.
Oh, yeah, y'all know what we're talking about.
We got them.
Yeah. Because it'd be a full-time job.
I have a folder and a laptop. So, y'all, I have my notes and stuff ready.
The studio won't even look like this. This is a room in my house.
So, we'll be in an actual studio.
We'll be in an actual studio if y'all liked and shared. You don't have to spend a dime. Just like and share.
I still think y'all should send me money.
What's your cash out?
Hashtag DJ Big Dream.
Money sign.
Money DJ sign. Big Dream. Money sign. Money sign. Money sign. Money sign. Oh, man. Starting off top of the episode with the way we're supposed to start off, man, we want to celebrate a very happy birthday to our very own DJ, Big Dream. He turned the big 67 this week.
34. I turned 34.
Oh, you better put I don't know what together. That button does. I just felt like it was applause. Probably wasn't.
I think it's the one above it.
Possibly. But
you mashed the button though.
I mashed it.
That's all. It's the thought that matter, right?
Yeah, that's all that matter. Yeah. They heard it.
They won.
Shout out to my boy. They won just for that name coming up.
That happened. That did happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Just snuffing over the room, man. Happy to still be here. Your last year this time, I ain't think I gonna be here.
Me neither. I was nervous.
Hey,
just because he's hard living, not because he's unhealthy. Because he's not unhealthy, but he is unhealthy, if that makes sense.
Not unhealthy anymore. I'm going to have to force
No, he's still unhealthy. He's still unhealthy.
Man, I'm in great shape, bro. I'm telling y'all, man.
You're not, bro. You're still unhealthy. Bro, your blood pressure is probably.
Two.
Rocket Road.
Oh, what the new shit is? Oh, man. The Chinese dude on TikTok.
I'm gonna do better in
22. Oh my god, I can't believe I missed.
That's Dream. Dream ought
to know. I can't
believe Dream know
missed.
Everybody.
Me and TikTok having a rocket relationship right now.
I can't even think of what it is, man. But anyway, man, to move on with the show, as usual. We finna give y'all a very short show because we started very late.
SL.
But who watched playoff football this weekend?
Raise his hand.
I watched a little bit of it.
I watched every game.
Maybe a quarter and a half of one game.
It was four games where all four was great. Big Dream, we're going to throw it to you, our regional NFL incorrect expert.
Sound like a whole sack of lies.
Hey, what you remember your stats last week? What, how many you got right for your picks?
Like two. I think I'm 50-50.
I went 2-for-4. What you got? I picked Rams and Chiefs.
I didn't bet against Brady, remember?
Yeah, I know you didn't bet against Brady.
And I said, I don't know why, but I felt like Josh Allen was going to continue his streak. I bet against y'all.
So you picked 49ers? I don't think you picked 49ers. So you went one.
I went with my heart.
You went 1-4.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely pick 49ers.
Who? Wait, what was the first game? What was the first game for last week?
Cincinnati.
You picked Cincinnati over Titans?
I went 0-for-4.
You went 0-for-4.
I said,
I went 0-for-4 too. But let me tell you, straight up, y'all know, I'm the LSU fan. I'm a resident LSU fan here. So, you know, I was really looking out like...
No, you picked the Chiefs.
No, well, yeah, I did.
You went 1-for-4.
I wanted to see Joe play.
Mm-hmm.
But just with Tennessee being the number one seed and, you know, Derrick Henry coming back. Yeah. And it was just like the Cinderella story was going to happen.
So let's start there.
Till it did.
It did happen.
We went from the other way. We went from Tennessee tight Tannehill to Miami Dolphin Tannehill.
Bro, I think Tennessee give up on Tannehill in offseason. That's my bold prediction. I think Tennessee, because Tennessee team as a whole is phenomenal.
And he outside, threw that
bad
boy. He played great.
And bro, I believe in Tannehill, bro. So this is the part in me that hurt. I think Tannehill is great. But Tannehill can't be great if he played like he played this past week.
Yeah.
I do think he's a great quarterback, but how he played this past weekend, that don't get the job done.
Right.
So I think they replace him this offseason. I can see that. So you're right. You pick Chiefs.
I picked the Chiefs. I picked the Bucks.
And you picked the Titans.
And I picked the Titans.
And you picked Green Bay.
Yeah, I picked Green Bay.
So you was 1-4.
I was
2-4. So I won this week.
You did.
I picked Chiefs and Rams. I told y'all Rams and Green Bay was going to be the game of the week. Not Rams and Green Bay. I'm sorry. Rams and Bucks was going to be the game of the week. It would have
that
been.
It wasn't the game of the week, though.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. Because I told you what the game we
you
be.
Did. I thought that was going to be the game of the week until the Chiefs game happened. Bro, they scored 24 points in the last.
5 minutes.
2 minutes. 2 minutes. 24 points in 2 minutes.
47 seconds left.
Yeah.
Okay.
And mind you, for everybody who don't know, if y'all been rocking with us from the beginning, y'all know I'm a Chiefs fan, right?
No doubt.
Our original studio room has a big Chiefs towel on the wall that say Chiefs Championship.
It used to be on the wall. It ain't there right now.
It's there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Did you snatch it down tonight?
Go check. That nigga gone. Y'all watch his face when he come back. Watch his face.
Bro, hey. The whole damn podcast is about to end.
Y'all was gonna set this whole room on fire.
Y'all was literally about to see the furniture moving, the lights was gonna fall, the camera was gonna just hit the carpet. We was gonna fade to black.
Yeah, y'all was gonna see the smoke tonight.
That one got on. Well, that fan see him moving along, man.
Hey.
Hold up.
Hold up.
It wasn't
funny
no more.
Yeah, bro, the joke had fade. I mean, wore off on me because you was like, "You should go check." I'm like,
"No, man, I don't hate the Chiefs."
I mean, so that's how I feel about Cowboys. So you know, my NFC team is the Cowboys.
Your cheat team. I like calling the team. I cheat with a little.
Yeah, my team. I cheat with a little bit. I like the. I cheat with the Cowboys.
Yeah, well, I told you that shit was gonna go like it went.
It did.
That's just, they got a curse on them, though,
it
man.
It did, bro.
Okay, what they look like.
I don't even want to talk about it no more. Let's move
they
on.
Trashed,
that, hey, bro. Goodness gracious.
Also, I also told you, even though I went against a lot of the stuff I told people, I told you that San Francisco, somehow they got a fucking number for Green Bay.
Yeah, you did say
you
that.
You did say that. And, bro, I told you that when we talked. Yeah, I was like, bro, you were right.
What it is. You know, I don't know what it is, bro, but he can't, especially in the playoffs, he can't beat them.
Yeah, bro. I watched, so, bruh, and let's not discredit San Francisco. They defense is good.
They did.
They defense is a match.
They finna get blew up.
Yeah, they finna get blew up. Badly. Badly. But outside of the Rams, they defense is good, right?
Yeah.
And the Rams defense outside of the Rams is good. Like, I
Man,
think
they
only.
They finna put some shit on Jimmy G and.
That he ain't never seen before.
They gonna score on him fast, and Jimmy G gonna have pressure, and he gonna have to play ahead of himself.
And he can't do that. He is a game manager, not a game player.
He can do a little bit more than Alex Smith.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He got a lot of Alex Smith, and he can do a little more, but not 14,
Alex Smith
17
was my guy. You know
what I mean? Yeah. He gonna throw it away.
Yeah.
He throw it away.
He definitely ain't a Patrick Mahomes or Josh
it's
Allen.
It's going to be. It,
or
it
Tom
like
Brady.
The Rams going to be playing against Kansas City.
So they going to. And, bro, so this is the tooth out. So let's be honest. Shout out to RDC World One Supreme Dreams. Shout out to them kids, bro, because I love what they do. I'm an anime fan. They made anime cool to be black. They did that years ago. I rock with them. They released a video Sunday where Mark walked up to Tom Brady like, "Hey man, what's going on, man? You ready?" Hey, Twitter was saying that it looked too scripted. We brought you all the way back, but they was like, they was getting on to us, and then you know, you had to lose. Brett, one of the greatest sketches ever. Did you see the sketch? Oh, bro, it's amazing. It's amazing. But I think that, I still think that the NFL is kind of scripted.
Bro, I don't think that will. Especially because, I mean, because we were actually laughing about that at the time on the game. Me and my brother was, we had headsets on, but we weren't playing because the game was getting so crazy. And then we were Jeff and Lola and Teach the Papers. This motherfucker just fumbled. And I turned around and was like, oh my God. You know what I'm saying? And, he, and then Charles said, man, it can't be real, bro. I said, it's real. Unless they script it, that we're going to be just a few seconds left on the clock. I'm going to come through the middle and make it look good. When you come in and hit me, don't hit me. Just punch the ball perfectly. And
oh, but well, that ain't going to happen. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. So, I mean, bro, and... I'm torn, bro. I love the NFL. I like NFL more than anything. It's my number one sport. Well, it's tied for number one.
That's most definitely number one for me.
It's tied for number one. Between F1 and NFL, it's my favorite two sports, okay. Right? And,
mine's the NFL and six.
Six and a sport.
But, when I play.
But, man, can move it on.
Hey, guess what MVP is? My bad, go ahead, dog.
So, at coming in, we was like, Brady versus Belichick, right? That would have been the perfect Super Bowl. But then, Matt Jones too young for that, so we can't do that. Then, Brady versus Mahomes, the rematch. This is the rematch.
I ain't really want to see that.
Nobody really wanted to see it, bro. Because, like, honestly, if we didn't beat him this year, it would have been, like, easily scripted.
But at the same time, we kind of knew that. With all the fix,
all the stuff that happened, to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, yeah. We kind of felt like...
And they came... You know they came in with the team they had from last year bigger than anybody else. They retained the most players than anybody else.
In the season.
But people was hurt and...
Then all the disruptions.
All the disruptions and stuff. Yeah, you expect that. So, then it was like, okay, the rematch could be, what was the other match, bro? The matchup would be Aaron Rodgers versus Patrick. But it's kind of like, right? Ain't that great.
Aaron Rodgers don't make the Super Bowl.
Yeah, ain't that great of a matchup. Like, Aaron Rodgers lose. He either loses before the Super Bowl or wins the Super Bowl, right? Ain't that great.
One on one. Give him too much credit.
True.
Hey, his face though, dog. Did you see his face when he knew he was gonna lose?
Oh yeah,
his demeanor changed. Like, you know what, man? I'm really feeling like Antonio Brown right now.
I want to come back. I want to come back to that because I got a whole bunch to go with the New Orleans Saints with that. But then I was like, do we rematch the Super Bowl from 2 years ago, Kansas City 49ers? But man, them getting passed. The Rams is impossible.
Wait a minute. Who? 2 years ago?
It was a year ago. I mean, last year we played the
Tampa Bay.
And then the year before that, we won the Super Bowl against the 49ers.
Oh, fuck y'all then. The 49ers ain't going to the Super Bowl.
Bro, yes, we did. We
no,
won.
They didn't. The 49ers ain't been to the Super Bowl since Kevin Kaepernick was there.
Bro, we won the Super Bowl against the 49ers.
No, you did not.
No, we won the Super Bowl against
the
49ers.
No, you did not.
Who did the Rams lose to?
I don't care what you Google. But I'm going to tell you, the last time 49 was Super Bowl with Kaepernick. One, I hate the 49er, bro. I watched them with a passion.
I hate the Rams.
I'm a Saints fan. I hate 49ers.
I'm
going to
show you.
No, you ain't even show me shit.
I'm going
to
show you.
You ain't even show me shit.
Bro, I'm not lying to you, bro.
I know you ain't. You're making a horrible mistake.
I'm not.
It ain't that you lying. It's a lie is being you know the truth and you said something intentional. You feel me? You're not doing that.
No. 2020 Super Bowl. It says Buffalo Bills, but in the same division as us. That's the AFC championship. Oh, here we go. Andy Reid, 2019. Andy Reid, Super Bowl champions. Miami, against San Francisco 49ers, 31-20. We beat the 49ers in 2019, bro, 2 years ago. Sorry. I know you don't want to believe it, but I remember. Nigga, matter of fact, wait. Matter of fact, the Super Bowl party was at your house. We threw the Super Bowl party at your house. That was.
Man, ain't no way the 49ers went to
the 49ers was there. The 49ers. Jimmy G.
Ain't no
2019, but it was played in 2020. So this year is the 2020 championship.
Yeah, New England beat the Rams.
You know what? You know what? I may be 100% wrong.
Yeah, I know you're wrong.
I'm gonna tell you why I think they. I might be wrong.
Why?
And that's the same year that fucker took my hat.
Mm-hmm.
And kicked my hat all around.
Mm-hmm. That's the same year, bruh. The Super Bowl party was at your house. You threw the soup, bro. You made me collard green with turkey necks in it. I don't forget stuff like that, bro. That's when I found out you was a real friend. You was a real friend of mine when you made collard green with turkey necks in it.
I still ain't seeing in the history.
It's right there.
Here in the Super Bowl from the 2019 season where they lost. That. Sure did.
Yeah. Bro, I ain't crazy. So that's what I'm saying. I'll see now. That's what's going on. He's in his old age. Hey, bro, he's getting bad. Now. So, in my opinion,
they went to 13. That's when I was talking about when they went to 13.
In my opinion, we either gonna rematch the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
Just went to the Super Bowl. God.
2 years ago.
Well, that just hurt my whole mood, man.
So we either gonna be the 49ers rematch. Now, if it's the 49ers rematch, we might lose because you always want the three-peat, right? You want the tiebreaker. The tiebreaker sells more tickets than anything. Yeah. Or we're going to play the highest scoring game in NFL history for the Super Bowl, which was they beat us, the Rams versus the Chiefs. Y'all remember that game from last year? 54-51? It was the highest scoring NFL game in history.
I believe it.
I know you hate the Rams.
I hate the Rams.
So I think.
I really don't watch them.
Bold prediction. I hate to say that. Bold prediction. Rams win the Super Bowl.
Over the Chiefs.
Yeah.
That hurt. That hurts my soul.
I think Rams come out, take a high first quarter.
Hey, bro, you don't love me. You don't love nobody.
They come back with Rams capping off. They just built a super team over there, man.
All I know is.
But it changed football.
I don't think.
Thank you, Tisha. Y'all cook greens with turkey necks for me.
Probably the best weekend of football I've ever watched.
In life. Bro, my bet. Bro. So the first three games was decided by a field goal kick.
All of them within 4 seconds.
Yes. The first three games was decided by a field goal. That means the teams were so evenly matched that a field goal kicker had to win it. And then the last game, my kicker, arguably the best kicker in the league, missed 2 field goals.
But he made the one that counted.
He made the one that counted. But and we had 13 seconds. But so I want to talk about
they
this.
I want a field goal. I want my touchdown.
No.
We won in overtime with the touchdown.
Overtime with touchdown. Okay, yeah.
So this is what I want to talk about. And I want to shout out to Josh Allen for being solid.
That
was solid. I love Josh Allen. I love Josh Allen to the point that if you ain't playing for us, I want y'all to win. I'll play y'all every year in the championship, right?
That boy, that beast, man.
That boy cold, bro.
Think all y'all did was piss them off more. He gonna come back next year even better.
Well, first off, we kicked him out of the playoffs last year in the championship.
Yeah.
And he came back
but
and
he spoke a lot last year.
He did.
You feel me? But this year.
Well, wait.
They came in with attention to bust y'all in the face.
Wait. They did. They busted his face at the wrong time, though. They busted us in the face in the regular season.
Fact.
They kicked our nose off in the regular season. And hey,
he'd already.
I don't want to call him playoff Patrick yet, but play Patrick. He getting close. I'm just saying. So this game was so amazing, bro. So amazing. Harrison Butkicker. His name is Bucker, but we call him Butt Kicker, bro, because this dude don't miss field goals. He missed 2 field goals.
They were just bragging about it before he missed.
He missed 2 field goals this game. First off, so now, bro, we watching the game at the house. All my people over, we watching the game. 2 minutes left on the clock. Bills up by four. We go down to score. No, Bills up by two. We go down to score. We up by three. It's minute 52 seconds left. They got the ball back. They go back down to score. They up by three. And we're like, oh, my God. Guess how much time left on the clock? 13 seconds. Bruh. Bills, Bills on the sidelines celebrating. All my friends in the house, they know how big of a Chiefs fan I am. I'm a bigger Chiefs fan than I am anything. They know how I am. So this the first time ever where they ain't like rubbing it in my face. They like, bruh, it's, you know what I'm saying? Y'all had a good run, so forth, so on. Bruh, they giving me the smooth talk, right? They kill. At this point, they kill because they know this is a hurt. This is a rip your heart out your chest loss. Bruh, you know what I said? Like, bro, it's 13 seconds left. We got three timeouts.
Two timeouts. Y'all had two.
Two timeouts.
Mm-hmm. Which was way too many.
I said, it's 13 seconds left. We got two timeouts. I like, bro, I don't know why. I feel like we still got a chance, but I feel like we still got a chance.
Man, you got Patrick Mahomes. You got Hill. And you got Kelsey. You got a chance.
Bro, so I didn't notice until after the game, they throw the ball, move. Then throw the ball again. Kelsey moves us into field goal range. After the game, Kelsey and Patrick explains it. After the game, Kelsey first. Kelsey says, hey, we was lined up. If you remember this, remember the game. We line up. We in line up. I'm looking at the defense. And then Bills call a timeout. When they go back to the huddle, he look at Patrick and say, hey, man, I know what you call him. I'm probably not going to run that play. And Patrick say, what? What you mean? But anyway, this is what we call it, right? They go back to line up again. They line up. Patrick sees what Kelsey seen. And you can hear it on during the game. Kelsey, do it. Do it. Kelsey, do it. Said, huh? Kelsey did not run the play that was called. He seen their weakness in defense. They was in the prevent defense. He ran up the seam in the middle, which gave him opening over the shoulder. He catches ball, puts his field goal range. That's magic. That's magic, right? They say, and this is why I respect Josh Allen. Josh Allen, everybody in the world were like, oh, we need to change the overtime rule. We need to change the overtime rule. We need to change the overtime rule. But they didn't say that when we lost to New England in the overtime rule, right? New England scored a touchdown on us and beat us in overtime rules 3 years ago in 17. You feel me?
Like like I said, bro, when you know the rules going in, you can't complain about them.
You can't complain about the rules.
I'm not crazy about it, but I know the rules.
No, going I agree. The rules should change. As a Chief fan who won off the rules this weekend, the rules should change. But I lost to that rule too a couple years back.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
You feel me? We went into the game knowing the rule. First off, 13 seconds on the clock, you should have stopped us. 13 seconds ain't enough time. You should have stopped that.
Well, they should have squib kicked. First off, and got 4 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd have been the first thing. Then he wouldn't have had 9 seconds on the clock. And then that 9 seconds, the two things you're not going to do is throw the ball to Hill or Kelsey.
Right.
And two things you ain't going to do. And I'm going to put pressure on a young quarterback with only three people. But in them three people, you got to look at everybody on the field because I'm taking your main two targets.
Absolutely. That's what should have happened. But that didn't happen. You had 13 seconds to stop it. We go to the overtime, we won the coin toss. They say, oh, they won by a coin toss. No, we won with 13 seconds. Let's get that understood. We won with 13 seconds.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
So they got a meme out of Josh Allen, and he got a hand like her, like, there was nothing else he could have did. Then right up on the main, he said, yep, he could have called heads.
Bruh, so, and then Josh Allen said this in an interview, like, if we would have called a different coin toss, we probably been celebrating. He said, just like that, we probably been celebrating like they are.
Yeah.
Which is factual, bro. You feel me? Like, bro, I understand the rule ain't great. I agree. I think the rule should be changed as well. But that's been the rule, bro. I've been affected. I've been on the losing end of this rule before. I feel y'all pain. But to tune in on Monday morning to NFL Network, to ESPN, and hear people complain about the rule pisses me off. Because where y'all was at when Kansas City was the victim of the rule.
But we was playing many other people.
We was playing against Brady though.
Many other people.
Many other people. But we was playing against Brady that year in the AFC Championship. We was playing against Brady. So since we played
against, what game was that when the dude got the coin toss and you can hear him on the music, man, we gonna take that motherfucker. You remember? And they won on that first play. I can't remember, but yeah, that's the rule, bro. He said it live. It was live on TV. I can't remember who that was saying that.
I can't either. But, I mean, with that being said, bro, you know, it sucks. I think the rules should be changed. I know they're going to look at it after this year because of that. Bro, the one arguably top 10 greatest football games ever played was decided, in a lot of people's opinion, to a coin toss, but it wasn't. It was decided by a 13-second play that you let Patrick drive. How many yards?
Too many.
Way too many.
You do know why they changed that, right, to that. It usually didn't be like that.
No, they changed it. What, 4 years ago?
Yeah, you know why they changed it.
So 17 was the first year they changed it when we lost to it.
You know why would they change it though?
Why?
Because overtime could go forever.
Yeah, overtime used to be able to go forever.
You score, he score. You score, he score. You score, he score. And those games were fucking up the TV. Mm-hmm. Because now you got quarter of the next game already.
Yeah, you got programs scheduled to start that can't start because y'all still playing.
That's why they changed it. That's why it don't offend me. Mm-hmm. You know what you gotta do. If you miss the coin toss, you gotta stop them.
Bro, first off, they would never had the opportunity if Harrison Buckkicker would have made Bucker. Sorry to call him Buckkicker. You gotta earn that back from me. Harrison Bucker
wouldn't have missed them too.
Had to miss them too. It would never been in the strap anyway.
Yeah.
One anyway. Facts. One anyway. But
it was a great game.
But this weekend was great.
The whole weekend.
So I won last weekend. What's your predictions for this weekend? It's two games. You got KC, Bengals.
I'm gonna go KC and the 49ers. It's just cause I do not like the Rams like that
much. Hey, that's a solid pick. Your pick.
I mean, KC and Cincinnati can't do it. Would it be cool to see Joe Burrow go to Super Bowl this year? That would be neat.
No, it wouldn't.
I mean, you. I know you're a Kansas City fan.
Yeah, I'm a KC fan.
But to see that boy to come in and just go straight to the Super Bowl?
No.
It'd be retarded.
No, I'm sorry.
It ain't finna happen, though.
His mic going off.
It ain't gonna happen, bro.
It would not be great
for him. Too big. Now, let me straight something out. Let me say this because I almost said it out my own mouth. People said too big a game for Joe Burrow. They said that last week.
I don't want to talk to him.
Joe Burrow is made for the prime light. He's built. He was forged with hot iron and steel. I'm serious. They said the one thing about him on that team that he came there with the confidence of a leader. He came there with the confidence of a leader. And you can tell. You can tell when he played in the LSU. He ain't come there to lose. He came there to win. And he knew he was going to win. He knew it before he won. So, I mean, I give him that. As a new guy, I've never seen that much confidence in a new guy that I can recall ever. You know what I mean? So, there ain't going to be confidence. I just don't think their team is equipped to beat Kansas City. I mean, you get what I'm saying?
I do.
I think he have a good, decent first half, but Patrick Mahomes going to put so much pressure on him to try to keep up. He blew it the second half.
Excuse me?
That's what I told
you. Did you say you do?
Do what?
You said you do?
No, he agreed what I'm saying.
No, he was saying that he's a good player, but they don't have what it takes to stop Kansas City.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. I know you're so LSU guy.
Sensitive.
I am.
He is with Kansas City. But on the other side, 49ers go down. The Rams are built for a championship team, bro. That's all that team is built for. That's that Golden State team with Kevin Durant on it. They're not built for playoff. They're not built for good season. They're specifically built for championship. And that team can't stay together. They got too many people on it. If they win a championship, they got a slight chance of keeping together for another championship next year to try to repeat it. But if they lose the team. You can't keep that many superstars on the team, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel what I'm saying? So they're literally built for a right now championship. And they got everything they need to get a right now championship. The coach is great. The defense is retarded. I mean, they got 3-4 Hall of Famers on the same defense, bro. They got 3-4 Hall of Famers on the offense. It's insane what they built. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I've never, like I said, the only thing I ever seen built like that was the Golden State Warriors. You know what I mean? So they're built to win right now. And that's my prediction. I think they win the Super Bowl. But I do think it's them and Kansas City.
Y'all ready for me to come in yet?
But I just think that'd be a good game. I think we see a game out of Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl that we've never seen.
So, you know, the last time we played the Rams, they beat us 54-52. highest scoring game in NFL history.
That is not. That can't be. Because I think, if I'm right, I think the Saints and the Giants did the same thing. I know we scored over 100 points. And with Odell Beckham, he scored three or four touchdowns that game. But we beat the Giants in New Orleans. It was 50-something, something like that. It was high. Just like that.
You're correct.
It was that New Orleans game?
No. Way off.
Which game was it?
It was the Broncos game.
Broncos in what year?
Vince, hey, bro. No, actually, it was Washington Giants in 66.
Yeah, that don't count. No one on earth was alive.
Exactly. Well, no, my mom was alive.
My mom was alive. That was a joke.
13-point score.
Cleveland. Cincinnati, Cleveland was number two. Okay, we were number three. Los Angeles.
And I was number four. I was close. I told y'all right there. We missed by 2 points.
54-51.
That game cost me $1 million.
Anyway, so.
That game literally. No, seriously. That game cost me $1 million.
I wanted to move on, though. I ain't want to talk
That's
about
that. That's why I'll never forget that game.
Oh, yeah. Y'all tied for that game, though. So it's two teams. Oakland, Houston, and y'all in New York.
I ain't know about the other one. I just remember that one specifically because the only person I left off my DraftKings was Odell Beckham because it cost so much. And if I'd had Odell Beckham, I had $1 million ticket. I made about $6,000 on DraftKings of that one game. That's why I'll never forget it. But it went from $1 million to $6,000. Yeah, that hurt.
But, yeah, so this was 2 years ago. Kansas City, Rams, Monday Night Football.
That sounded like a hell of a Super Bowl then.
54-51. They beat us. Third highest scoring game of all time.
That sounded like a hell of a Super Bowl.
And that's what I'm saying. I feel like they looking for that kind of
game.
Because,
I mean,
the Super Bowl.
Be honest with you, bro. In football, that's what people want to see. High scoring game. They don't care about a 9-6.
Oh yeah, highlights is what sells. Yeah, defense ain't pretty.
No.
Defense ain't attractive.
No. Not unless y'all defense put up points. I mean, that Denver and Carolina game was pretty neat.
Yeah, because it was defensive.
Yeah,
points.
They were tearing Cam ass up.
But like hey, defensive game, 9-6.
12-6.
The other three games this weekend, bro. Yeah. The other three games this weekend was low scoring games. Except
no, the first two.
The first two was.
The first two, and then I told you the second two.
The
be
second two was kind of high right. scoring, but defense was more prevalent in the Bucs game than it was in the Chiefs right. game. And that's what you have to look for, right? Rams offense, Kansas City offense, Super Bowl is going to be
fireworks.
And
they match up, bro. The only advantage I give them over y'all is their defensive line, bro. They got fucking, they're crazy.
Well, be careful. They have the best defensive lineman in the league.
And another dude on there that's an MVP.
Yeah. But you got to understand, Chris Jones was the best defensive lineman 1 year.
Yeah, but Aaron Donald every other year.
But wait. Brent Cart Sharp is our backup. We got the same defensive line. We got two dogs on defense line. They got two
y'all
dogs.
Y'all got a decent defensive line, bro. Don't do that. I know that's your team. Don't do that. There's no defensive setup the way Rams set up.
So who the closest?
What you mean?
To defensive line setup.
I don't know, bro. I had to look it up. Because actually, I don't think Rams actually got the most sacks. I want to say Buffalo, though.
Oh, the Buffalo did. Buffalo had the number one defense across the board.
Yeah. So, I mean,
they had number one run, pass.
No, they was not number one run. Saints were. Saints always did.
After y'all got put out, they surpassed y'all.
Okay.
Overall, this season, they have the number one pass and run defense. Number one defense in the league.
They ain't number one pass.
Yeah, they were number one defense in the league this year.
I ain't know. After, I know somehow, when I have a big name, they get to the quarterback often.
Yeah. They are.
They didn't get to it enough.
They was number one defense. They was number one defense when we played them.
They won number one defense in that game. 13 seconds. I seen it.
Oh, bro. And what's crazy? No, so let's be honest. Defense was there until 2 minutes.
Yep.
That 2 minutes drill, defense went away.
Bruh. And I think I still blame it on coaching. It's some of the stuff coaches do, bro. I don't understand, bro. I'm going to break down something real quick, man. The Rams game.
Blitz.
You blitz.
The corner holding Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp.
Stupid. Did you see that?
I did.
That got to be the dumbest defensive play ever called in the history of football, bro.
So Spike was over here watching it in real time with me. And we watched the play envelop. And I was like, bro, why would they blitz that guy?
And then we talked about this, but...
Bro, he came right off him.
So pre-snap, you know how quarterback come out and they say, hey, blue 22. They call it pre-snap. That's when you try to see somebody move so you can read the defense. The cornerback actually showed that he was blitzing. That got to be a stunt. Ain't no way he finna blitz. Ain't no way.
He's going to drop back and cover. He gave him this.
I said, that nigga really coming. Bruh, you leave Cooper Kupp one-on-one with a safety that can't. You better jam Cooper Kupp.
You got to jam Cooper Kupp.
Because if you jam it, you give your lineman time to get to the quarterback.
Because Cooper Kupp ain't super fast. Let's be honest.
No, but you still need to jam him because he wasn't the Ben Roethlisberger in the NFL.
Yeah, you got to jam him, and then it's over.
Bruh.
You can let anybody guard him at that
free
point.
Free run with one man holding him,
bruh,
that can't even watch it.
If you look at the play, the dude blitzed off Cooper Kupp, Cooper Kupp looked back like...
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
For real?
I didn't know I'm the top dog right now.
When he ran, he was like, oh, me. Hey, throw it to me. I don't care where I'm at, just throw it towards me. I'm gonna catch it.
Bro. I mean.
That was the most idiotic defense play I've ever seen in my life.
Bro, millions and millions of dollars are being most paid to people to make decisions for teams, for cities, for players, for families like this, bro. And I'm not an NFL coach. I've never made it to NFL. But I understand simple logic. And if you got the number one offensive player in the NFL on your team, that's the one son of a bitch ain't going to catch the ball. I would have had him double team, and two cheerleaders would have been covering him. A defensive coordinator, maybe a fan. I'd have had as many people on Cooper Kupp. You laughing. He ain't catching the damn ball, bro.
You would throw a fan
Cooper
out there?
Cooper Kupp, the same fan that your man hit?
That was Stephon Diggs hitting
him. Yeah, Stephon Diggs hit
him. And my man.
I'd have had his ass on the field. Bro, Cooper Kupp, Odell Beckham is not going to beat me in this game. I'm going to explain my logic to that. Most quarterbacks, especially Stafford, he's actually one of the worst at it. Once he fixated on a wide receiver, it's hard for him to go through the transitions. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm going to take them two from you and make you look for a third or fourth receiver. By that time, my line may get to you. Or you force it to one of them, and I get the pick. But those two fuckers ain't catching nothing but COVID. Period. I mean, that makes sense.
Factual.
Same thing about playing Kansas City. Hill, Kelsey, they might go and take a break. We're going to all go sit down together. Y'all go sit down. Six of my players going to sit down with y'all. I'll leave the other five to play your team.
Yeah. Hey.
But y'all too much.
Cause them ain't gonna do it.
Yeah, y'all think
and that's
on.
How you should play football.
Yeah.
That's how you should play football.
I don't get it. You know where he wanna go. On third down in the game on the line that San Francisco gonna throw the ball to Kills.
Bruh, Tyreek. Bruh, wait, no, let's talk about this. Bruh, they kicked the punt to Tyreek. Tyreek returned it for like 27 yards. It was a penalty on the play.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City was like, we're going to replay fourth down. Their fourth down, not ours.
Mm-hmm.
I want y'all to kick it to us again. And we put Tyreek back there, and they kick it to him again. Bro, what sense did that make? Did y'all see that play?
Yes.
Why, bro, first off, Tyreek Hill, I've been here for a while. I'm a Chiefs fan for a long time. Tyreek Hill was not a starter for our team. He started on special teams. He did not have a wide receiver spot. He was kick return guy and a punt return guy. Mm-hmm. And he went crazy them years. Broke Dante Hall, human joystick records. Mm-hmm. And he became a receiver for us after that year.
Because it's like Hall. I think his name was Hall.
Dante Hall.
No. The boy that came from Washington College. When DeSean Jackson, he said he wasn't going to come by. He don't think he'll get drafted. And he said, bro, you going to come by? He said, well, man, I'm telling you, my hand's bad. I'm trying to work on stuff. He said, I understand. You can't teach speed. Just run.
Dante Hall.
No. He ain't Hall. This dude ain't got no big name.
Okay.
He's still in the league now, but he ain't nobody special. I can't think what team he with. He done did a couple of things in the NFL. But when he hit the NFL, he was the fastest man to ever hit the NFL. Like right now. You just see, he's that unimportant. Mm. He outrun him. He ran like a
outrun Dante Hall?
Yeah, he's like a 4-2-2 or some shit, some weird retarded number.
Man, that's impressive.
Yeah, he's the fattest man ever.
Tyreek Hill was 4-2-9.
Yeah, he was retarded.
That's like how I was around that same.
You don't know the name right now. It's the reason why. Mm-hmm. But the reason why they made him receiving got more use on him, you can't teach that type of speed. You're and right. This dude is skinny. He's a natural athlete runner. Mm-hmm. That's a freak of nature. He's a freak of nature.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That dude shredded. He got muscles on muscles to be that fast. Yeah. He ain't that tall. But, bro, you can't teach that, man. Yeah. You just got to learn how to use it.
So, this the thing, though. We use this man as a special teams-only player for a year. And then we was like, oh, we got to promote you to a wide receiver spot, right? If you catch the ball, bro, you here. And he can catch the ball. He figured that out. He can catch the ball. We don't play him in special teams because special teams get you hurt. Whether beyond popular belief, special teams get you hurt. Mm-hmm. We played this man in special teams in this game last week. And they kicked the ball to him. He picked up like 27 yards. And then we was like, the penalty was on them. We was like, we're going to decline. We're going to redo the fourth down. Bruh, they kicked it back to him. Why would you do that? If we got that much confidence in a dude, you shouldn't kick the ball to him. Tyreek Hill is different. Bruh, it's a meme going around on the internet right now. They was like the audacity of a guy to throw the peace sign to a defender in front of him. Did you see that meme? Mm-mm. Bruh, he threw the peace sign to the dude in front of him, bruh. He was in front of him. Like 5 yards. Peace sign to him. You know why? Speed different. It's different, bro.
Most definitely different.
It's different. He threw the peace sign to a guy in front of him. Bro, if I was the white boy in front of him that was trying to talk to him.
John Ross, he played for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Ah. 4-2-2.
That's fast.
Yeah. But it was unusable.
Yeah, he just ain't a deal.
No, it's unusable. If you can't catch the ball and run it. Efficiently, yeah, it's unusable. I don't care how fast you is if you can't use it. Yeah. Tyreek Hill can catch.
And make moves. Bruh. This boy can only run straight down the field.
Tyreek Hill, feet work is so crazy. Bro, we watched this game and everybody in the house was like, bro, I don't understand how his feet work that fast. Like, bro, Tyreek catch field and jump in place like this 4 or 5 times.
He's a different type of athlete.
Before he take off. And he take off and it's like a flash.
But you gotta realize, like,
he got Olympic gold medalist.
Tyreek
Hill. Yes, he got Olympic gold medal.
I seen him racing Hall of Famers and giving them 15, 20 yards. I know they was a little older now, but still,
15, 20 yards on a Hall of Famer.
That's insane, bro. I mean, I ain't fast as I used to be, but a regular dude ain't giving me 15, 20 yards. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, if your knees was in good shape. Tyreek Hill better not give you 15, 20 yards. I believe that.
I don't know about Tyreek. That Tyreek Hill, boy.
He quick. But I'm just saying, though, bro.
That dude fast, cuz.
He fast.
I'm regular people. Hey, I'm a regular street
fan. My boy, Dirty Boy. I don't feel like Tyreek Hill can get him 15. I mean, give him 15, 20 yards. And how fast are you? You know Brandon.
Yeah.
Brandon don't look like the most athletic guy in the world.
He can move, though.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Oh, my God.
We got to get to
Hey, bro, Spike ain't going to like this, bro, but he done beat Spike relentlessly.
Spike looked like he got 2 left feet.
No, and Spike fast, though. So this the thing.
Spike another big-ass dude to be calling fast.
Spike used to be, I don't know. I don't know if it's the weight or what Spike got going on. He probably don't like this conversation, but fuck him. But Spike used to be, I mean, no, Spike is, well, nah. I got fixed it in my head. Spike the second most athletic dude I know. The most athletic dude I know sitting beside me right now. But Spike the second most athletic dude I know. And without doubt, I think Spike in his prime was smoke Brandon. But I've seen, and they have this conversation where they're beef in our group. We got a group chat. They're beef in a group chat and all this. And bruh, like, I don't get into it because, you know when that man shit get going, you don't really want to get into that because it get heated. Yeah. I don't interject, but Brandon beat Spike last couple times.
We got to have a big boy race. I'm calling them out. Spike and Brandon. We got to do it all at the same time.
Be careful. Be careful, boy. Hey, that what Brandon ain't told that weight.
I ran once since my knee been repaired. My second knee got broke. Mm-hmm. I ran against my nephew. That little fucker fast, though.
Bro, I'm going to tell you. Rello, my partner Rello.
He looked like an ostrich, so he's supposed to be fast.
Rello fast, too. Brandon beat Rello.
Rello?
Yes. And Real ain't gonna.
I can't let Brandon beat me, man.
Real ain't gonna like that either.
Bro, I can't. I'm gonna get
jumped by all my friends real soon.
Brandon, like, he got scratch marks, man. I ain't even let that.
Brandon do got scratch marks. Without question.
Bro, you even made the dude not like me.
Without question.
That was a joke.
Brandon got scratch marks, bro. But I'm telling you, hey, Brandon fast, bro. And I done pissed a bunch of people off. I done pissed my whole circle off.
You should never piss people off for telling the truth, though.
I what? Now
if
they mad.
Truthfully,
they mad. No,
go to hell.
You know, athletes don't understand the truth.
Truth is the truth. I don't care what you.
Yeah, mean. Athletes don't understand the truth, bro. They don't like that shit. I'm just saying, bro. I think Brandon the fastest dude, and I'm the slowest dude in the clique by a long shot. Bro, I'm 4'9". I'm 4'9" running
that's
right
in the
here.
Truck.
Oh man, that's with a scooter when you do this shit.
That's in your truck.
Yeah, no, my truck faster than that. That's with the scooter. I'll do this, bro. I'm slow by any stretch of the imagination. But I would just watch, bro. I watch him play basketball and all. I ain't gonna get into that because I don't want to ruin my relationships. I done got close, but basketball. Leans heavily one way as well.
Not Spike?
No. Well, oh, you made me do it. Anyway, so, bro, what
I
was
Spike? I thought that what he do. I thought that was outside of driving trucks and breaking shit on cars.
Oh, Spike the truth. Bro, Spike the truth,
I thought
bro.
That what he do with basketball.
Now, Spike the truth, bro. Don't get it twisted, Spike the truth, bro. But ain't none of them. Like, and I stand on it. Bro, I bet we're rail against most people.
Oh, yeah?
Like, a lot of people.
See, I didn't know he ball.
Oh, no, real different.
I didn't know he ball.
Yeah, real different. He different. I bet with real heavy. And Spike know I bet with real. He ain't like it when I bet with real.
I didn't know he ball.
But.
And Spike way taller and bigger.
But see, Spike is better than real based off pure size.
Okay.
Right? But real is in better shape. So the first time Spike tore his Achilles was playing against real. And real beat him. And then that second game, Spike was winning when he tore his Achilles.
Don't tell me the boy shook him out of foot.
No. He tore his Achilles on the spin.
Okay.
But Spike way more explosive, probably faster, and bigger. You feel me? He got all the recipes to be the better baller, right? But he ain't been doing it. And that's the only reason why I picked Real over Spike. I wouldn't pick Real over Spike if it wasn't for anything other than that. Other than the fact that Real still ball. Real was coaching the team at the time when he decided to play him. You feel me? So, and with that being said, Real is in better shape than all of us. Period.
Is he?
Yeah, Real in great shape.
He
in phenomenal shape. So, I mean, bro, he in high school shape. He don't do nothing in high school shape.
I'm most definitely ain't in college shape.
Bro, he in high school shape right now.
And I'm in pretty good shape.
Right now, real in high school shape. Like, he take care of himself like... Well, not even that he take care of stuff like that, bro, because he don't care about his diet, but he got that kind of discipline, right? It ain't even discipline, it's just what he into. I take that back. It ain't he care or discipline. It's just what he into. Because he don't care enough because he eat fried food 7 days a week. And his discipline ain't there because he just do what the fuck he want to do. But that's what he into. So it works. It's there. But, like, and that's the only reason why I picked him over Spike. If Spike was in just as good a shape, no, Real couldn't have stood with him. And Real, I'm sorry, that's a fact. But with running, I don't even know if Spike and Brandon was in the best shape of their life, I don't know if Spike could have beat Brandon.
Big boy moving like that.
Bro, Brandon moved, bro. Like, it's different, bro. He moved good, dog. And it ain't, It ain't a fact of who's better or more trained or whatever. It's just I think this is genetics, bro. I think
yeah. I tell you can't teach me.
Like, bro,
some folks that can run, bro.
Brandon, bro. When Brandon beat Spike, I was staying in the apartment. When Brandon beat Spike, bro, everybody was out of shape. including Brandon. He was probably more out of shape than anybody. But his body got natural speed, bro. Like, even when he ain't in shape, bro, he fast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't teach speed.
Bro, he...
You can make a person a little faster.
Yeah.
But I can't make you Tyreek Hill. Bro. I don't care what shape I put you in, what train I put you through, I can't make you Tyreek Hill.
No, never.
I mean, never. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean.
But you know what you can do for me? What I can do probably that can't none of them do. What? If, you know, I ain't live so hard, I probably out-endurance all of them.
Yeah.
Because I got longer muscles. I got a, bro, and they called me a liar, bro, three years ago, I was running 5 miles a day. Yeah. 3 years ago, I was running 5 miles a day with no hesitation. And they was like, oh, bro, ain't no way you was running 5 miles a day. But that may be heavy to you, but to me, that never was heavy.
No. When I fought professionally, I used to run 3 miles exotically before I start my
run. Well, I'm not saying to you in general, but to a lot of people, that's a lot.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
But like, to me, it never felt like a lot, bro. It never felt like a overdoing it for me. Yeah. Because I always had that kind of endurance, but I ain't never been fast. I couldn't run them miles faster than anybody else.
Me either.
I could just do it.
Yeah, me either. That's another thing. I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like, I could outrun, like, I can run farther than most people, but they got that far there.
Yeah, for sure. You'll get that way before me, but I didn't.
I
mean,
I get it.
Yeah, feel bad, I couldn't do that.
I get my pace. Now, once I get my pace, and then I hit what most folks call the second wind. It ain't really a second one for me. That's when my body goes numb and I can ride.
Mm-hmm.
Once I get there, I literally run. I've had both my knees replaced until I feel it's this little sensation I get on my knees. Like every time I feel the ground, it feels like somebody's stabbing me in my knee. But that goes between 8 and 12 miles where that starts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I try to run to the casino, man. From the hood.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Once I got the sunset,
I can start feeling in my knees. I turn around and ran back. To the greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be about 16. Once I hit that spot, bro, I would get into, 3 to 5 miles, didn't break sweats on me no more. It's just doing stuff repetitiveness.
But, and that's,
you know what I mean? It's just doing something over and over again.
It's funny how we got here because we're talking about genetics. And all right, mm-hmm. We didn't know it was going to be a fitness episode. We're talking about genetics. But like, I started working out with my cousin Karate, who is probably genetically the best form of body you can.
That's it ain't just karate. That's in your family. Just y'all didn't take care of y'all shit.
No. It's different. So you say that, but you don't remember. I'm finna make you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Karate, my cousin Karate, bro, probably, you remember iRobot? Yeah. Will Smith? He probably look like that right now, but you'll never know because he wear a 3X shirt. You feel me? Well, he didn't shrunk it down now. Yeah. And he got more of the time. He went in a 2X, right? Sleeves tight on the shoulder, but he still, you know what I'm saying? He done shrunk it down. Probably genetically, if you see him, you'd be like, man, how is that possible? And now, mind you, he rode with my sister, who ride 50 kilometer bike rides, and he tapped out on her. But it's a difference. She's endurance. He's physique. Now, you say we are genetically that way, but you talking, because you taking the sample size, 4 people, karate, Tony, Altrell, Craig. What you don't know is 3 of them is Hudson's. Mm-hmm. Not Johnson. I mean, 3 of them is all 4 of them are Johnson's. Mm-hmm. But 3 of them are Hudson's. One of them is Davidson. Mm-hmm. I'm a Davidson. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So when we worked out, when all us worked out together, me and you worked out together, me and you looked the same. Our body swell, my arms swell. I ain't cut up like crazy. They cut like crazy.
All 3 of them, though.
All 3 of them cut like crazy. But me and Dream looked alike. My body swells. Arms swell. All this, bro. I get, like, I just look big, smooth. I get huge, but smooth.
But I remember your stomach was a lot flat when I met you. I mean, you was,
oh, yeah, for
I
sure.
I met you, you was a teenager. So I was 15. But I've never had a V, even when I had a six-pack.
I'm for sure. I understand.
I mean, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. But
those fuckers, all of them had V's.
Altrell still got one.
He's just a fat V.
He got, bro, Altrell got the biggest gun in our family. Well, in the younger family. He got the biggest gun in our family right now. But he got a, like,
whole Usher V.
Like, nah, Maxwell.
Yeah.
Like, bro, it's like you can see his bone V in. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got that. And he got a bigger stomach than me. And drink.
He drank a lot, bro.
He do. He do. But that's the thing, our genetics. They got a real lean genetic line.
They just fucking up their body now.
And like, if you look at my dad.
Karate been in and out of the gym his entire life.
Entire life.
You know what I mean?
I don't know if in and out. I think he been in the gym his entire
life. Well, when I said that, I mean, he stayed on a study regimen. Mm-hmm. But he never not been at the gym.
Right, he begged to gain weight. Every time I talk to him, I'm like, man, I wish I can gain weight. And I'm like, I wish I couldn't.
Well, if he'd stayed with me, because you know he worked with me for a while, and I was amazed at his lean muscle mass. I was amazed. I could have turned him to a professional bodybuilder. Not the Lou Ferrigno type guy, but the ones who just come out and look good. They ain't huge, but they got perfect bodies.
Bruh.
He built for it, bro.
He is Mr. I mean, iRobot. Will Smith.
He built for it, bro.
iRobot. I mean, right now. Bro. Chisel.
I'm pulling.
Leonidas.
You know how you reach down? I don't know if you know how to check fat percent. It's how much meat between. They got this little thing, they pinch your skin. The meat between it, that's the percentage of fat it is. Bro, it's like pulling shirts. It's just like this when you pull the muscle, I mean, the skin on his stomach and stuff. It's just like, it ain't nothing between it, bro. Nothing. He damn near what they call grainy in the professional world, a bodybuilder. He's like that naturally. If he put some weight on, he put on 20 pound muscle and drop, that dude be retarded. Retarded. For real. He just naturally built.
I don't have that. So, and this is the thing I be telling people around me, because they don't get it when you talk about that. The reason why I don't love the gym is because I studied so much in the gym. I know the body that I want, I can't achieve without, like, killing myself. Right?
I got drugs for it.
I wouldn't do that. So, the body I want, I can't achieve without killing myself. But I can look at Dream and be like, yep, that's my body right there. You feel me? I can get his body. Mm-hmm. I can get that. But I can't get my cousins, you know what I'm saying? The people I grew up with body. Because that's just not... Like, if you look at my daddy before stroke, you know what I'm saying? Like, you look at my daddy. Bro, I remember... Remember I went to the gym last year? And I got right. I got right in the gym, bro. I had to. My daddy walked out with his shirt off. Young girl playground, everything, bro. Hair everywhere. Standing up, I was like, oh, I got to go to the gym. You feel me? Like, he ain't had no cuts. He had fine lines, right? So, like, cuts is what my cousin have. Me and Dream have fine lines. Mm-hmm. You can tell where the line is, but it smooths right, out and moves right. To the next. He had fine line. And I'm like, my dad got a six pack. Dad is 66. You feel me? So, at the time, I think he was 65. It's like, man, what's going on?
Man, the dude probably eat twice a week.
Nah, he eat a lot.
That was a joke. I said he works somewhere. Don't know when he have time to actually eat.
He eat on the go. And it's all bad food. He don't eat nothing healthy.
But he always on the go though, bro.
Always on
the go. His metabolism probably ain't never stopped.
Bro, I'm heavier than... I'm almost heavy as I ever been. Heaviest I ever been was 225. I'm 220 right now. And that's because I've been off work for this many months sitting at home. Mm-hmm. And I got to get that off me. It got to go away. But I know if I get into a heavy regimen... My look is a swole. I just look swole. I don't get the cuts. I look swole. I'll be big as hell with no cuts. Well, with fine lines is what you get from me.
Even when I've dropped down to 185 and fought, and my stomach was as small as it ever been, I still ain't that perfectly defined. I just can't. I was 185, bro. Oh, do you believe that?
At 185, you was in pain.
Okay. I was running so much it was hard for me to keep the weight. I cared more about my cardio than anything.
But if you would have stopped running, it went away.
Oh, instantly. I got back to 250.
So 185 is 185 is my carry weight, is where I should be.
No, I was I started fighting at 205. Mm-hmm. And I walked around about 220, 221, 222. But with my cardio that I'm running, I couldn't maintain it. I could not maintain it. I had to fight to stay at 205. And it was harder making myself eat enough to stay at 205 than it was to keep working out and drop down. Mm-hmm. So that's why I went to 185. And I was comfortable though. I was fast. I was still 315, 365. Like crazy. But I mean, my cardio was insane at the time. Yeah, I just couldn't keep up.
You were running 10 miles a day.
That's pretty much minimum.
Yeah. 10 miles
a day. My goal was to do at least 50 miles a week, and that was in 6 days.
Yeah. If you do that, you run lean. If you run 10 miles a day, bro, for 5 days, you run lean.
Yeah.
Period. You tear your knees up, though.
There's literally no way to keep up the weight.
Yeah, you tear your knees up, though.
Well, mine's anyway. I was already had one shot out.
I was going to say, I can't run like that no more.
My knees.
I can bike like that, but I cannot run like that. My knee will not let me.
The thing about biking, though, bro, in order to get the same amount of calorie loss in biking, you got to run 3 times as much. I'm biking 3 times. So if to run 50 miles a week to maintain that, and biking, you got to do 150.
Now, a little different. You can do HIIT training on a bike, and it can get you closer to that. And when I say HIIT training, it's high intensity interval training. Yeah. That was there for. So if you're doing 5 miles per hour, then for the next 2 minutes, do 10. Do whatever your max is, and then drop back down to your comfortable number. It gets your heart rate up, and then your metabolism kick in. To try to fix what you got going on. But as soon as you get it settled down again, the HIIT kick back in. Foop, shoot that mother back up. And then it starts saying, well, I might need to stay here for a while to fix what this fool trying to do to me. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. HIIT training really worked, but that's what you had to do on the bike.
Guess what your body do when you do that?
What?
Man, I'm tired. Whew. What are you doing to me?
But yeah, but that's why it's HIIT.
It's so
hard.
Once
you get so tired, once you do this 2 minutes and you drop back down for 1 minute or 2 minutes, to a normal rate, your heart rate catches back down. But as soon as you let it come back down, you hit it again.
Bruh, the problem with that is that, bruh, you hurt so bad.
I like HIIT. I'd rather HIIT than I do my old stuff.
I see, and that's where I differ. Shoot. That, bruh, it tied me out so bad, bruh. Like, you know, so this is the thing, though. When you run 5 miles and that mile five is hard and you got to push through it, right. HIIT training, you pushing through it at like mile number 2, and you still got to go to like 5 or 6 and 7. I don't, bro. That push need to be the last mile for me. It's hard for me to maintain that last push.
But you need, if you're doing 5 miles though, you're gonna need about 10 pushes. You feel what I'm saying? But you have 15 cool down. Long as I know I got a cool down, I can push.
Man,
I can push 2 minutes. If I normally get 3 minutes to cool.
See, down. I operate differently. I can ride for 55 minutes, and knowing that 5 minutes is my push, I'm more likely to finish that 5 minutes than doing an hour and having, you know, 5 1-minute pushes.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that 1 minute push taxed me so heavy.
And that's probably what you need then. That's probably what you need more.
That it taxes
the one
me
thing that taxes
so
you the
heavy.
Most is what you need the most.
It taxes me so heavy, bro. I'd be like, man, at that point, that's like my give up. I'd be like, man, forget this.
I'm built for that.
I'll be fat. Oh, so one thing y'all don't know is that I am okay with being fat. I don't want to die.
You there now? There now mentally?
Oh yeah. Oh, bro, I'm fat proof, bro. I'm okay with being fatter, but I just don't want to like die. So that's what's keeping.
You don't mind being a little chubby. You don't want to be unhealthy fat.
Right.
Know what you mean?
And I'm unhealthy fat right now.
Oh, well, you need to fix it, Jesus.
Bro, it's the problem is, it's like unhealthy is so, like, bro, ain't no such thing. It's either you in shape or you unhealthy.
Yeah. Ish. I know heavy vegans, but they ain't unhealthy because they don't eat nothing unhealthy.
Can you be a vegan?
Me?
Yeah.
If it got meat in it.
See, that's my problem. So if I can go vegan, probably I would be okay with being here. Never, but like, bro, giving up chicken?
I ain't giving up no meat.
Seafood?
I can't eat that nowhere.
You can't eat it anyway.
Kitty cat.
See how quick we just did that?
Me and Craig watched Mitchell's versus the Machine.
Absolutely, bro. I'm glad you swapped up on it.
Yeah,
we was in, bro. We went crazy with the workout conversation. But hey, they listening though. Hey, shout out to the 7 listeners out there right now.
I know, right?
I'm sorry that we got so deep.
First off, Craig named it wrong.
It's Mitchell's versus the Machine.
You called it something else in the text.
I think he said the missiles versus the robots.
That's what it was. That's what he said. That's what he said. So you got me online trying to find some shit that don't exist.
You mean, but you didn't ask for it. I wouldn't have told you to watch it.
I was just trying to find something to watch. Then before I jump back on Ozark.
I wouldn't have told you to watch it.
So I said, let me find this shit. They watched it. We're better to talk about it. I ain't going to tell them. I'm going to pop up and sit and then watch this shit. And then I couldn't find it, so I went to Google it. I know goddamn well. I know goddamn well.
Did you watch it though?
No, I didn't watch it.
You should have though.
Oh man.
You should have.
You a hater.
You should have. So Brian, do you watch anything animated?
No, I've never watched anything animated ever. But
wait, you ain't never watched Monsters Inc?
I'm pretty sure I did.
Toy Story?
I think I might have seen some little Toy Story. I think. I don't
Oh no, so yeah, you dead. Yeah. Move on.
Because is that anime? They ain't anime.
It's animated. Yeah, Toy Story, Monsters, Inc.
I've seen
Jungle Book?
Like the cartoon?
Aladdin, The Lion King.
I've seen Lion King, sure. I had to have seen some animations, though.
Okay, so just as good as Lion King good, right?
They're pretty good.
Okay, so just as good as Lion King is, all the new movies are that good, too, bro. You missing out.
Have you seen Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
No. I tried to watch it. I couldn't. I know exactly what you're talking about. Now, that one I tried, I couldn't. I'm like, God damn it. I feel like it's Saturday noon in the 80s.
Bro, let me
you should have finished it.
Let me tell you something. I would leave here tonight.
And watch.
And rewatch the Mitchells versus the Machine.
Oh, that was amazing, bro.
Oh, yeah, I watched Into the Spider-Verse, too. But I'm just saying, like, I had, when he told me about it, I was just like, you know, all right, cool. So, couple of days had passed. I was like, I'm going to get this in. So finally, I was like, you know what? We're just going to do it for daylight. We're going to watch it. Cool.
Hit me up. You was like, what's the name of that movie again?
Yeah.
So that text is what got me.
I was like, Mitchell versus the Robots, which was from Mitchell versus the Machine.
But still, I think I might have been 15 minutes in. I was dying laughing. Bruh, like, it is hilarious.
Phenomenal, bro.
It is hilarious. Like, if y'all just want a good laugh, go watch that movie. And I'm going to tell you,
the animation style is,
not only is the animation style good, but I'm going to tell you, if you like, and I know people are going to be like, what? If you like a goofy movie, and a goofy movie is one of my favorite
movies all time, bro.
All time. If you like a goofy movie, The Mitchells versus the Machines is for you.
Yes.
Because it is literally, it's a similar story, but way more action and in a more modern setting. It ain't the Disney characters.
You got to, bro.
You got to watch
first
it, bro.
First off, I stop doing that because then I overthink that it's going to be that good and then I be mad.
No, for real, it's that good.
Bro, if you can, so this is the thing, though. If you can, this is where he failed it. It ain't if the movie good or not. He failed at the fact that he watching animation. If you can erase the fact that you watch animation and enjoy the storyline and whatnot.
I mean, I watch everything open mind. I don't do that. I mean, I'm a Jackass fan, bro.
Which is, it's hard for me to understand.
I've watched every Jackass ever came out.
It's hard for me to understand because Jackass is a little bit too
stupid nonsense. It's simple, stupid comedy.
It's almost too much nonsense.
It's literally simple, stupid comedy.
Yeah.
Nothing to think about. I'm going to do the dumbest thing possible and see what happens.
Yeah, so that's why I said, like, if you can objectively watch this movie, what's gonna happen?
You're gonna enjoy it,
bro. They had Paper Trail.
I'm gonna watch it.
Live Your Life.
Playing. Yes, like
no,
yeah, bro, like, bro. That's what I'm saying. You gotta watch it. Cause see, the thing about these movies that a lot of people underestimate is that they really don't make animated movies for kids anymore. They really make them for the adults that's got to take their kids to go see these movies.
Exactly.
So it'd be like a lot of humor and a lot of callbacks for adults to enjoy that the kids are being introduced to, but a lot of that shit'll fly over their head, but you gonna catch it because you're the adult.
Bingo. Where the movie is visually appealing for kids. But the actual movie itself, the stuff that's going on in the movie, it has so many hits for adult thought process, right? Like, the kids miss that. Bro, how many movies you went back and watched that you seen as a kid as an adult and was like, bro, I ain't see. I missed that. Ghostbusters?
At least a dozen.
The whole Ghostbusters saga, I didn't understand none of that until I was grown. Back to the Future?
Yep.
Watched all of them. Totally different movies when I'm grown. Mm-hmm. Totally different movies. And that's what they do. Monsters, Inc., Toy Story, all of them do the same thing.
I seen Boss Baby.
Did you like Boss Baby?
It's alright.
Alright, this movie is way better than Boss Baby.
Thousand times.
I'm not going back to watch Boss Baby.
I watched another animated movie recently, The Croods.
One of them.
Yeah.
Cruise was good.
I did watch that.
Have y'all seen Encanto?
Not yet.
I know what you're talking about. I ain't seen that.
It's pretty good.
It's mixed reviews on. It's a musical.
Like, even so, I'm gonna tell you what's even funnier about that. I was like, it was cool. It wasn't like It ain't like top five.
It made more sense to you than it would ever make to her, bro, right?
She was just sleeping.
She was asleep, but a lot of
she
stuff
don't want to buy Coco Melon.
A lot of that stuff in that movie, you was like,
I mean, once I got into it, I wanna see what
the kids understood.
Right. I mean, the old lady and stuff.
Ain't no way the kids understood. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I was going to say, Encanto was good for the fact that they tackled a lot of what you would be used to in a Disney movie. Mm-hmm. So, like, it kind of, like, broke stereotypical Disney stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what made it good. You know what I'm saying? It had kind of, like, a feel-good kind of story. But the soundtrack's fantastic. Like,
That's what fucks me up.
Yeah. But, like, the I know y'all have seen people say this on Facebook or social media. Talk about, we don't talk about Bruno. Mm-hmm. So that's a song from Encanto.
Oh.
In like 4 days, some crazy ass number like that. It had outperformed in streaming and purchases. It had outsold Let It Go from Frozen.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Which
and
is
like
big.
That's big. in like 4 days. So yeah, that's right. Because you're not a musical person.
Yeah, I hate.
And I'm gonna be perfectly honest with you. Like, that's what somebody was like. It was too much singing. I was like, it's a fucking Disney movie. What Disney movie you know don't have a ton of singing?
Roll them off.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I can roll them off.
Like, it ain't a whole lot of Disney movies that don't have a lot of singing in them. But
true. But like, right. Pixar moved. So Pixar started with Disney, and then they kind of separated.
Right.
So, yeah, you are.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, like, it's just, it was different. And Disney made the same mistake that they did with Black Panther. They didn't produce enough, like, Black Panther toys in general.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't think it was going to do that well. Well, from this movie, and it's just a fun fact, then we're going to get back to Mitchell vs. Machines. But they produced a ton of toys for Isabella. So the movie is basically about, three siblings. Well, it's about a family.
Isabella out?
Huh?
It's out? Isabella?
It's on.
Isabella. You just said that.
No.
No, one of the characters' names is Isabella.
Oh, okay.
I'm Isabelle, Mirabelle. I can't think of what the other girl name is. But Isabelle is like perfect. She's like the perfect one. She can create all things like pretty and flowers and all this other kind of stuff. And so what happens is in the movie, all the youth at a certain age, they get a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from like this magical candle, blah, blah, blah. They all so on and so forth. So her gift is to make things pretty. So Disney produced all these toys with Isabelle's character. Because she's the pretty one.
Mm-hmm.
It backfired because the character that the little girls are identifying with the most are the main character, which is Mirabelle, which is whose story is surrounded or whatever. And she's like, you know, kind of short, curly hair. She's got glasses. She's not, like, perfect shape. And then the artist for the movie had to actually fight with Disney because the third sister, her gift was super strength. And they wanted her to be petite. And they was like, no, her power is strength.
Make her stocky.
Her muscles. So she, like, stocky.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Stocky. And that's the character that all the little girls, they like, oh, my gosh, she's so strong. Mm-hmm. So now they got to go back. Kind of backtrack.
It made
new
tools.
And do all that kind of stuff. Yeah, but.
But I love a success story.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm going to end up watching it not on my own will.
Yeah, no, no, no. It's yeah, I mean, you're gonna kind of have to, like, I mean, you'll probably see it once and just be like, all right, I'm good.
Oh, I got to watch. So it's already determined that I have to watch Hamilton now. I still haven't watched Hamilton, but it's been determined that I have to watch Hamilton. But
you know you got it now, right?
What? Hamilton. I've been had it.
Okay.
On Disney Plus.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. You got it. Other way.
Yeah.
I seen it on there.
You watched it?
No.
Oh, because it's singing. Yeah. So, bro, I'm sorry, bro.
I skipped through it and watched a couple scenes.
I'm sorry, bro. So I've been watching a show called Fringe, and we're going to get back to Mitchell vs. Machine. But I've been watching a show called Fringe. Fringe is a sci-fi geek's paradise. I'm in heaven right now.
What's
it on? HBO Max.
Okay.
It's 22 episodes per season. It's 5 seasons.
God damn.
How long are the episodes?
Nigga, I ain't got that much life left. Damn. My birthday was
Season 3, episode 1 now. How much? So I've been indulging. Yeah. But they had one episode in there that was a musical. It's the only episode I ain't see. I watched like 10 minutes of it. I was like, oh no. I knew, first off, it was a filler episode. You can feel a filler episode when it happened.
Right.
And they musical, bro. I'm not watching musicals, bro. It just don't do it for me, bro. I like Aladdin. I like Jungle Book. I like that kind of stuff.
Right.
But like, it's a level between musical and music number.
I got you. No, I understand where you're coming from.
It's a level.
I get.
So I just, it's rough on me. Anyway, back to Mitchell vs. Machine.
Like, but ultimately, man, like, it was a good movie. I go back and watch it again. I think, Dream, I think you ought to watch it.
For sure.
I'm going to go take me a shower and cut it. I've just finished Ozark. Y'all really, if and y'all ain't seen Ozark, watch Ozark, man.
And the good thing, well, I'm watching Ozark.
It's good.
But one good thing about, it's not a long movie.
It's not long. The art style is one of the things that sold me. So I'm an anime guy. Art style means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Right? Watching anime, you're going to watch bad art styles. You're going to watch great art styles. Art style means a lot to me. There is CGI style art.
Yeah.
But with 2D art drawn in movie.
Right. And
perfect.
I'm going to tell you what I think you're going to like about it the most. Because...
Dog bread.
Not only that, but one perspective that you have that we don't have is that you got college age children.
Mm-hmm.
You got a college age child.
Two.
Okay, so yeah, okay, so you got two college, but I'm saying you got college age children.
Yeah.
So when you watch this movie, you're gonna kind of be like, oh shit.
Yeah, it might hit him. I ain't think about that.
It hit you like that.
It's college age kid stuff going on.
So yeah, it's one of them type things. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's I don't want to get like, too deep into it because I really want you to watch.
Bigger than that is the. I want my kids to be like me, or like share my passions,
right?
And they don't. Like now, mind you, my dad. Taught me how to be a welder, electrician, all this stuff. He taught me how to be all this great stuff, this manual labor stuff. But he didn't want me to be that, but he taught me how to be that.
Right.
Now, mind you, if I would have rejected that and not learn it, he would have felt some kind of way versus me just going the opposite way. I went the opposite way anyway, but he taught me that stuff. I got it, but I went the opposite way. Now, imagine just going the opposite way, period. Mm-hmm. And that it gives you that story. Like, it gives you that tech versus the wild story, bro.
So, you know what's funny? You said that. I never cared what my kids want to do passion-wise. I just want them to find it, and then I'm going to help them drive it.
You know why? I know, and this is, we finna get deep for a second. You know why?
Because you're the girls?
No, you're the chain breaker. In your family, you're the chain breaker. You're the generational breaker. You're the person that's different from anybody else in your generation. And you've told me that before.
That's most definitely true.
You the different person in your generation, so you had to break that from your family. So seeing your daughters break it doesn't affect you as much as your daughter's daughter or your daughter's child will.
Yeah.
You know why?
I agree with that.
Because they just did what you did, which didn't seem normal. I mean, it didn't seem different for them because you did the hard part. They just lived. But if their child decided to do something different than what they did, gonna fit them differently. Sorry for getting so deep.
Oh, you good.
That's what happened.
You know what? The only one of my kids that I wanted to see somewhat follow me was CeCe, the one who fucked it all up. Because she just.
Cute.
well, I mean, I'm a realist. She had the personality to be the DJ, the people's person, and to be all the stuff with my other kids. No.
It don't work well on women, though.
That's why I think she'd have been perfect at it. Just because she'd have stuck out. Been a woman. Bro, five women DJs and promoters, they have their way with people. They get away with it.
They do.
You know what I'm saying?
They either be really great DJs or only fans.
True.
No in between.
Or both.
I guess it is in between.
The girl in Georgia that's got an only fan that's a DJ. She only DJ in Thong and shit like that.
Skittles.
Yep. DJ Skittles.
I've been following Skittles about 3 years.
That's way, the thing.
Way, you see how look at
said the fans.
I was like, how you know?
That's way before she got the thing. I was following her before she started DJing because I got a thing for women with tattoos and piercings, and she got tattoos and she got dermal piercings right here.
Yep.
And she's sexy, bro.
I hate Skittles. I'm a tattoo guy. So I ain't
she don't need body. The dermals or the tattoos.
I over-ink my body, but like women, they get rough on me. Like scripper tats.
I got you.
But she actually DJ pretty good.
Yeah, she done got better. She been, yeah. She, like, when she started taking
she got the
sex,
same board I got. She got a real board. I mean, she got some real shit.
What's your rating for Mitchell versus Machine? We're going to close this thing out.
I'm going to give it
an 8.
8? That's
eight.
High.
I'm, myself,
7, 8. I'm still.
Animated movies?
I'm a
9, bro.
Okay.
That is high.
I'm 9.
Bro, I'm just being honest with you. Like, any movie that I can go back.
You seen the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any movie I go back and watch without hesitation.
I got to ask you a question. Okay. At what point in your life do you sit in your living room and pull up that show and say, I got to watch this?
So, this is what me and you differ.
That's why I'm asking.
So, what happened is, it's like, your imagination. What you rate your imagination right now?
I mean, I can...
1 to 10 imagination.
I can get pretty crazy.
No, 1 to 10 imagination. Be real realistic.
I'm serious. I can get pretty crazy.
What's the number?
I mean, my imagination can go as high as anybody else's. Seriously.
What's the number?
I don't know.
What do you give your number imagination? Like,
but something...
Doing nothing. No, so not pulling in. Doing nothing. What can your imagination take you? 1 to 10.
I figure 12. I'm serious.
And with that being said, I don't believe you.
Bruh, I can play.
No, I understand.
Everything got in my head before I ever get there.
But having a vision and imagination is different. To envision a real life event versus having imagination creating is totally different. Right? Mm-hmm. Totally different. I think your vision is a 12. I do. I spoke to you and we've conjured weird stuff in our minds to 12s and 14s and 15s before. But imagination wise, bro, I can hear a song right now. I was on TikTok earlier today. I heard a song and the first thing came to my mind was Bankai. I heard the Bleach theme song in my head. It's anime. You feel me? Bankai is the noise that the word they say to make their sword transform into its ultimate form. You feel me? I have an imagination. Bro, I can imagine spaceships coming out of the sky, me drawing a samurai sword, gaining abilities to jump into the air, slash ships in half. That's imagination. My imagination is an 8. You feel me? Can you imagine that?
No.
I know. Cause you can see realistic stuff. I'll give you a 12 that. I actually give you an 8, that 8, 9 on that. We on a scale of 1 to 10. I give you 8, 9 on that. But imagination, I think your imagination is more like 3.5.
Could be.
I think your imagination is low versus realistic, like seeing realist stuff. I'm probably a 6. Imagination is probably 8.5. Like, bro, my imagination is insane. Like, bro, do you know? I'm going to tell you how crazy I am. Because I believe this, bro. The brain is so powerful, bro. We use a sliver of our brain. We lose about 10% of our brain. If we can figure out how to lose the other 90%, we probably had to fly as a people. But do you know I sit in this house by myself all the time and think that I can, bro, I focus on my hand till my hand get warm? No, like y'all think it's funny. I focus on my hand till my hand gets warm. Like I can feel the heat on my hand. Because I do believe that maybe one day I can wield fire. That's imagination.
I agree.
That's imagination.
And I think animation and anime in general appeals to the imagination because you can place yourself in the scenarios of the things that you see on TV.
My imagination made it just drop to 2.
So, and that's what makes anime so heavy for me. I'm a sci-fi guy. My mama's sci-fi.
Yeah, I like sci-fi too.
My mama's sci-fi. You're a little Fringe then. HBO Max Fringe. Oh, it's amazing. So, I'm a sci-fi guy. I'm an anime guy. I'm an animation guy. Demon Slayer? Bro, in my mind, I'm a ninja. It's nothing you can tell me that if I grew up in the time where you had to train to be a ninja, that I wouldn't be a water-breathing ninja. You feel me? A fire-dancing ninja. It's nothing to tell me that. If I grew up in the Avatar world, bro, I'd be the Avatar. You feel me? I'd be an earth-willing, wind-blowing, fire-bending guy. Bro, I'd be a bender. You feel me? Right. Like that kind of stuff. I don't even got to have special power. Bro, if I was in Futurama, I'd be Bender as a robot. That's imagination. Bro, Bender was a pimp. Bender was cold, bro. That's imagination. That's why I can watch animation. And anime and that kind of stuff. But that's why I can read a book and it's colorful to me. So I see the world in colors. You see stories. Stories tend to be black and white. It don't have to be in color for the story to be good. But in order for like imagination to be good, it gotta be colorful. I watch the world in colors, bro.
I'm saving Fringe. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, Fringe. Yeah. Fringe is amazing. Trust me. It's amazing. Bro, the first season is the worst season. And it's great. Okay. It gets, it's deep. Multiverse.
Gotcha.
Oh my God.
Okay.
It's crazy. The first season is more like a regular network show where there's like every episode is standalone. Right. After the first season, every episode starts meaning something to the next episode.
Okay.
So, bro, it's good. I'm season 3, episode 1 right now.
22. They are. The pilot is.
How long is the 22 episode?
50 minutes.
They hour long episode, bro. It's 5 seasons. Hour long episode.
Bro, my birthday yesterday, bro. I ain't got that much life left. Watch 5 22 episodes.
Bro, I watch maybe 2 episodes a night, 2-3 episodes a night. I wake up and be like, it passed me by 8 episodes. I have to figure out where I was at.
Yeah.
I figure out where I was at. Then I start from there. I watch the episode 2 in the morning before I get my day going. Yeah, bro. I love it. But it's complex, bro. It's to the point of complex where, like, it's so sci-fi that it's so much truth in it as well. It's real equations. It's real life, but then it's the sci-fi element, right? It was something I was intending to tell y'all that I learned from that show. Oh, the human body produced more energy than 5 atomic bombs. That is actual. They talk about it in the show. I researched it. It's actual. The human body, we produce enough. That's why I made my hand hot. The human body, if we can control our energy, we produce more energy in our lifetime than 5 atomic bombs.
With that, I don't doubt that at all.
Yeah.
Hence the reason why global warming is a real thing. Realistically, and y'all gonna hear this again 50, 60 years from now, if any of y'all still alive. I know we hear about the ozone layer and all that. The real reason why the earth is getting hot is too many people on it.
No, I disagree with that.
I don't.
I know you don't. And man, this is a great subject. What's how much time?
We had to do it again another day.
Oh my God, this is a great subject. I completely disagree.
I break that down.
Simple
theory. Now let's do it on another show.
No, I want to say this, and then we'll move to the next show. Because you said your part, I'm gonna say my part. The biggest contributing factor to the ozone layer thinning is gastrophic gas from cows. That's the actual scientific fact. Yeah, that the reason why it's thinning is from
I said global warming.
Cow gas. Cow forest.
I said thinning. Global warming.
What the ozone layer contributes to global warming.
Contributes.
Specifically. Like.
I'm going to give you a theory when we come back. If we remember this section, I'm going to give you a theory and you're going to be like,
oh,
wow.
Man. This,
we remember.
Yeah.
We're going to start next week's episode.
With that.
With the argument. Right. What's your take? So you got to be in on it. What's your take?
That's why I want to do a little bit more research.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're neutral right now.
I am. So I'll be
so he says too many humans. I say not enough.
Right.
Okay. Cool.
This will give me time to really kind of deep
welcome
dive
to my
into
team.
It. I'm good.
You come into my team. You're gonna do the research. And you're like, oh yeah, Craig, right.
All right, man. Yeah. Our quote of the week said from Jana Sheffield. It says, "I cannot do all the good that the world needs, but the world needs all the good that I can."
Amen.
I cannot do all the good things that the world needs, but the world needs all the good that I can do. Y'all take that with y'all.
Well, that is super deep.
Y'all take that with y'all.
Like, bro, if you can't affect nobody but your community of 20 people,
that's it.
They deserve the best that you can do and the good that you can do. Make sure y'all take that with you. Man, this is the South got something to say. I don't think I told y'all what episode this was. In front of the episode, but it's episode 91. Let's go. We out. Man, we went an hour and 30 minutes on a lot of foolishness. Peace.
We out.